Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphreys. She'll be with us on the next show. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Brenda Davis, the realtor that moves you, a Century 21 Town and Country real estate agent, and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. And if you would like to reach Regina to purchase a car, you can do so at 248-218-9808. Again, that's 248-218-9808. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. The Sunday morning team is here. I just got a text. Okay, let me just mention the two people who are not here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis is on vacation, and she's having a great time. And Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews is busy this morning, and she was not able to jump on the call. But we do have home care advocate, political analyst, candidate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you so much for that. I love the introduction. Good morning to the Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit, on this cold, wintry day.
Yes, and Chaplain Stefan Caffey from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain Caffey.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to your sister, Henrietta. Good morning to those that would want to be here but that are not here today. Shout out to the missionary this morning, amen, and shout out to you, Detroit.
Absolutely, and I had a brief conversation with missionary. She's back from her Christmas vacation, and she's raring to go, and she'll be with us next Sunday morning. I don't know if you all got a chance, but of course you know I was up listening to our Praise Network version of the show this morning, and we had an engaging conversation with Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, and I just had a smile on my face the whole time. Henrietta got a chance to sit in and join me this past week to record the show. Also, Kimberly Batchelor Davis was able to jump on. And as we talk to Attorney Johnny Hawkins. And Henrietta, he's got a book coming out. I mean, Attorney Hawkins, he is blowing up, isn't he?
He is doing his thing. That's that Johnnyism.
Yes, Johnnyism.
That's
new,
that Johnnyism.
Yes. He's got so much going on, and I think there was a point where he did say something about, you know, he stepped into this window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. And he said one of the things he said was that God trusts him now to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that is really something. And I think when good things happen to us, we can't just think it was just us. God has given us a chance. He's given you a chance to prove yourself, and because he trusts you, you know, trust is a big thing. And that was there was a lot of things that he was saying this morning, to help,
help
people out, you know, help out brothers and sisters out here. So it was great.
I mean,
and looking
good information. He gave a lot of good nuggets. He gave a good, he just gave, you know, an informative, loved message to the listening audience, and it was just amazing. And you know, when you find people like that, Michael, you it's really a rare thing in this day and time when you find people who are just willing to give information that could help you.
Yes,
help
for
you
free.
Your life along the way, and it's for free. So you don't get that a lot. So I'm glad. Like I'm like you, Michael. I'm glad he's I'm honored to know that he's with us and he supports the Sunday morning team and the Michael Van Tool Show and community highlights, because you don't find that. That's a rarity. And shout out to you, Johnny. Thank you so much for your information, your love messages that you give everybody.
Yep, and he was listening this morning, and his team was listening too. So, you know, and we never know when he's listening. I'm sure, you know, just like our sponsors, we have sponsors listening all the time. And we never know who's listening to the program. You never know. Me and Missionary Humphrey learned that a long time ago. You can be on every week and not know. You know, the mayor could be listening to you. You know, professors, executives from different companies here. You know, the big three. You don't know who's sitting home listening to the show. You really don't. Okay. So you just have to be great every time. You know, like artists, like singers and performers. You know, how many times have we seen Patti LaBelle? How many times have we seen Gladys Knight? They gotta give a flawless show time after time after time. They have to do the best that they can, and that's what we need to do. Just do the best that we can, because you never know who's listening. And I'm telling you this, because we, you know, I've always done a professional show, because we, and that's why I love the team that we have now, the Sunday morning team. Everybody's so professional, and we do a clean. And when I mean by clean, I mean it's a polished show. This show can go across the country if we had to. We can be on satellite radio if we really needed to. And I might want to look at that too at some point. All right. Let me mention a couple things before we go. With we got news coming up, weather coming up, and of course a spirited conversation with the Sunday morning team. I have a topic today. You know I do. I ain't trying to chaplain. I'm not trying to get out my lane, but I do have a topic for us this morning, a spiritual topic I want to speak about. Let me try to sound like Chaplain Kathy, that I want to speak about this morning. I want to share a few words with you this morning. I got another financial seminar coming up.
Captain, you get the down pack.
Yeah. He took the spot right there. It's over.
Right there.
And then I'm going to open up the phone lines, because I want to hear from those who are listening too. I got another financial seminar. I had to push it back because there's so much going on. And it's going to be the 29th, Saturday the 29th. Tickets are $20. It's called Recovering from the Holidays. Saturday, January 29th from 1 to 3 p.m. And it's in cooperation with Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and Colony, a realty and marketing sales company. At Colony, we want you to strive better, push yourself to accomplish more, make personal improvements, stay dedicated, and persevere. If you'd like more information about this Recovering from the Holidays Financial Empowerment Seminar, call 248-516-8300. What I want to do is try to get as many people into secured credit cards as much as possible, so they can start to rebuild your credit with a secured credit card. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and, of course, weather right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones. From auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services, it's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the queen of car loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the queen of car loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the queen of car loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Thanks for joining us today. And I want to thank all of you who are listening online, those who are listening on the phone, and those who are going to be listening to it throughout the week. This program is available all the way up until next Sunday morning when the new program is issued. In the news this morning, the last day of the year-end holiday travel rush is shaping up like every day since Christmas Eve for airline passengers. Chaotic. Airlines have already canceled more than 1,900 flights Sunday across the country and in and out of the United States, according to flight tracker FlightAware. That's on top of more than 2,700 yesterday, bringing the total since Christmas Eve to more than 14,000 canceled flights. Blame Sunday's mess on wintry weather in key airline hubs, including Chicago and Denver, and at some airlines, continuing flight crew shortages due to the surge in COVID sick calls as Omicron spreads. More than 500 of Sunday's flight cancellations are flights to and from Chicago, and nearly 200 are flights to and from Denver. The airlines with the most cancellations as of 7 a.m. this morning, SkyWest, a regional and affiliated carrier for Delta, American, and Alaska Airlines, feeder airlines like Mesa, Envoy, and Air Wisconsin, Southwest and JetBlue, and American Eagle and United Express. Betty White, an Emmy Award-winning actress who is best known for playing a man-hungry TV hostess on The Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 70s and a ditzy widow on The Golden Girls in the 80s, before her late-in-life resurgence as a tough, funny, and gutsy old lady. She died at her home yesterday in L.A. She was 99. She died less than 3 weeks from her 100th birthday. Betty White hosted Saturday Night Live and was a darling to a new, younger, social media-driven generation of fans.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Yes. They say that she was the number one actress and had been on more shows for longer than any other actress in history. She's going to be... Yeah, she had a lot of energy, very perky, perky. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those people that you just, you know, one of those older people like Missionary, you just can't keep up with. They're young. They're just, they've just got all this bubbly energy. Yeah.
Yeah. I love him, Golden Girls, too. He was more.
Yeah. Yeah, she was funny. She's been funny for years. Broadcast reporter Larry Spruill, who joined WDIV in Channel 4 in 2018, announced Thursday he's leaving the station. His last day was the last day of this of 2021. A graduate of Valdosta State University in Georgia, he worked at WJAX-TV in Jacksonville, Florida, before coming to Detroit and referred to himself as a Southern boy. He didn't offer any details on why he was leaving or where he was going. In a Facebook post, he promised to let everybody know what happened and why. He said that there's no other news market like the Motor City, adding that he has grown tremendously and there were good and bad times over the past 4 years, but that he learned and appreciated all of those experiences. And to all of the Detroiters who watched me every night, trusted me to tell their stories, those who said hi to me when they saw me, the emails, he said he wanted to offer his appreciation. He says, thank you. Larry Spruill. I like to know. I hope he's going on to bigger and better things. He seemed to be very, very talented. But, you know, in the... You know, it didn't seem like he was there for long. I mean, we've had some people on Detroit TV for decades. He wasn't quite here that long, but we'll find out. He said he was going to let us know. All right, Henrietta, what you got for us this morning?
You know what, Michael? I want to piggyback off of something you said earlier about, you know, a person stepping into their destiny and being ready for what's come in your life. And I found this article this morning from Harvard Business Review. It was written February 15th, 2021. And it was sent to me on my LinkedIn page. And I happened to read it this morning. And it's ironic because it just kind of flowed to the conversation we were having earlier in the show. And it says, don't let self-doubt hold you back. And I thought it was such an amazing article. I was definitely inclined to share it with us. And then I'm going to give you some scripture as to why holding you back is a form of anxiety, a form of fear. And in the article, it starts off and says, no matter what job you have or what industry you are in, understanding your weakness is just as important to your success as recognizing your strength. Without an awareness of where you've got room for growth, it's almost impossible to improve your performance at work and progress in your career. Time, this self-awareness has to be carefully managed. You focus too much on your shortcomings and ignore the value you bring to your organization. And I like to add, you know, organizations, life, businesses, family, all that is included in that statement, which started out as productive mindfulness, can balloon into insecurity or imposter syndrome, holding you back from reaching your full potential. I thought that was such an amazing article as we talked to Johnny this morning, as we talked about what we need to do to enhance or move forward and try to get ourselves in a position where we want to be in life. I just thought this article fit perfectly, unknowingly, that it would happen to have a reason. So God gave it to me this morning.
Yeah, keep that. Keep that article. That is so powerful because there are so many things that can keep us back. Number one, ourselves. And then we let a lot of other things keep us back. That's a whole topic right there.
I love it. And it's called imposter syndrome. That's that part of us that I like to call it self-sabotage. Because sometimes we see the things that we know we can do, but that fear kicks in and we be like, no, I ain't going to do that. Or I don't think it's going to require something. So anytime we have a feeling of knowing and of something that we know we can do and we pull back, we're sabotaging our talent. And so they gave it a name called the imposter syndrome. Now, I want to give you a quick scripture that says, how can you cope with anxiety? And this scripture comes out of Isaiah 41:10, and it says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, for I am your God. I will fortify you. Yes, I will help you. I will really hold you with my right hand of righteousness. What is that saying? That's saying that if you allow God in, he will take care of everything for you. That anxiety, you don't need it when you have God in your corner. You don't need it. And I know that's easy to say than to do because we're in a human form. And a lot of us have not reached our spiritual form. So we don't have that connection, so that human form will keep us at that doubtful stage and not understanding. When you let go of the doubt and you bring in the faith, you allow God to handle everything for you, you will find your anxiety levels will drop. I'm speaking from personal experience. I'm not saying I still don't have my days, because I do, but once I get in that mindset, I just start to pray. I start to say, okay, Lord, you said. And so when I roll on that, everything just comes together. So I thought this article, that scripture tied into what we did with the conversation and interview we had with our brother Johnny Hawkins this morning, and it just fits so perfectly to the topic you have mentioned as well, Michael. So I wanted to talk about
it. Yes. Yes. Keep that article for sure. All right, Chaplain Kathy.
Hey, man. Oh, wow. That was phenomenal. I'm almost angry that I missed that broadcast this morning. So that I could have got a piece of that. All right.
Yeah,
well,
it was very inspiring.
Very so. Well, in the news today on the Michael Van Tool Show, we're looking at snow smiles. Wait, cut. I knew when I was going over this, something said to me that when you start and change your voice, they're going to laugh. So we're going to start again. All right,
yep.
Here we go. All right, y'all ready?
Ready.
Take two. In the news today on the Michael Van Til Radio Show, today we have snow shower. wait.
The weather.
The weather. Right. See, y'all doing it. That's why y'all laugh, because I kept saying in the news instead of in the weather. Mm-hmm. All right, here you go. In the weather today on the brought to you by the Michael Van Til Radio Show, you have today's snow showers. 80% or 60% chance of snow, high 28, low 14. Monday, January 3rd is looking at sunny, 27, high 27, low 19. Tuesday, January the 4th, we're looking at partially cloudy skies, high 36, low 32. Wednesday, we're looking at cloudy skies, high of 38, low of 19. Thursday, January the 6th. We're looking again at cloudy skies, high of 25, low 15. Friday, January the 7th, partially cloudy skies, high 24, low 13. Saturday, January the 8th, mostly cloudy, High of 31, low 29. And again, next Sunday, we're looking at cloudy skies, high of 35 and a low of 16. Again, that's been your weather brought to you by the Michael Vantur Radio Show. Thank you.
Oh, great. You know, he said it. He made it sound like 27 was great, you know, like sunny. And he's trying to sound optimistic and happy, and it's 27 degrees.
Yeah.
He gave 27 degrees some life, okay?
Right. 27 degrees.
He didn't say burr. He just said 27 degrees. I mean, it was like, yeah, it's going to be a nice high of 80.
Well, right. Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
And
all
I appreciate the school for allowing me to sit in for it, too. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Let me open up. I'm going to open up the phone lines in about 5 minutes at 9:30 this morning. Let me just mention about Optimal IT Solutions. If you have a problem with your tablet, desktop, or laptop, call Optimal IT Solutions. They'll be able to fix it for less. That number is 248-796-2429. If you would like your company to join the list of companies advertising on Be in the Driver's Seat, Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey and the Michael Vantur Show, call 248-516-8300. We want to, again, welcome Brenda Davis, realtor, to the program, 21st Century Town and Country Real Estate Agent, Brenda Davis. We want to welcome her to the show. And we continue to consult with additional sponsors that are joining us and will be joining us soon. All right. The lines are open now. What I wanted to ask the panel this morning, and I just connected in Reverend Dr. Bishop Smith. I just connected his line in. How does God talk to you, and how do you recognize his voice? That's what I want. How do you distinguish his voice from other voices? You know, I'm not going to name names, but I was at this church. I joined this church here in Detroit a few years ago. I'm no longer there, but I joined. And every Sunday, I did. You know, I'm not going to say I'm the most praying person in the world. I ain't going to say that. But when I went in on Sunday mornings, I tried to go in and meditate and pray, you know, and get my mind right, you know, entering the church. But as I'm sitting there, somebody from the men's ministry would come up while I'm praying to myself, meditating and stuff, and tap me on the shoulder, you know, Brother Mike, can I have a word with you? And they want to talk business, you know. Brother Mike, I just want to know, are you going to be contributing to the men's ministry this week? We're just collecting checks, $400, you know. Sure, yeah, I'll write a check. And then the next Sunday I'll go back and sit down, and somebody else would come up and tap me on the shoulder. Mike, you're going to participate in that men's health seminar? We'd like you to be. I said, okay. Then the pastor came up the next Sunday, tapped me on the shoulder. Brother Mike, God told me that you are going to be a part. You're going to lead the men's ministry. And I told him I was laughing because I didn't want to insult him. I said, well, God hasn't spoken to me about it yet. He seemed like he told you but he didn't tell me. How did he leave me out?
Right.
You know,
he don't bypass
so I'm like
you and tell him to tell
right.
you.
You know, right. How is it that God spoke to you and not me? You know, let me find out from, Dr. Smith, how do you know when it's God speaking to you?
Well, first of all, great morning to the Apostle Kathy. And,
oh, bless your heart, man. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Y'all don't spy with me today. You hear me?
See, I'm one, you know, I've gotten in the season. I was told that I was in the Job season. And Elder Van Tool, you know my
Elder?
Story.
Elder?
That's right. Yes, don't, sir. Yes,
don't
sir.
Start
call
with,
it out.
Don't start with me.
No.
Either.
That's the one you get.
And Prophetess Henrietta, but I'm going to get off there right now.
Prophetess.
Okay. Wow. The titles, the titles are really flowing this morning.
They are.
No, no.
I'll take that blessing.
I've been in a place where I felt like my heart was broken because of a situation that I was dealing with. However, I connected with some anointed prophets. And they all said the same thing, that I was called. I said, I was called for what? The Lord has had me on the wall to pray for marriages. And he said, every marriage that you pray for, I will restore and make it healthier. And I said to him, okay, God, have you forgotten about me? He says, no, I have not forgotten about you. Didn't he send a mentor to tell me, man, he never really handled your situation. You got to do what he called you to do. All I'm trying to go to is, in the season we're in, he's had me. This is my sixth day of a fast. I don't know what it's about to happen, but I do know that he's moving. I asked God for a home. He's granting me that. We're going to relaunch. We're going to go into the church a little bit later because of the COVID situation and stuff. And I have cognizance of the people. So. Brothers and sisters in the radio listening land, listen, tune in to 2022. Let your hearts be tuned into the will of God, because as we know it, we on our way out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be ready. I preached a message a long time ago in my late dad, Isaac King Jr.'s church. Ready or not, here I come.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, you can borrow that with Dr. Kevin. The undertone of that was, peekaboo, I see you. I see everything you do. Now, leave you all with this. Those of us that are going through something, if I can just mess up, Vantua, just pray for me. Even if your family situation has deviated away, Bishop William Murphy said, everyone that's connected to you, you have to continue to pray. So just allow God to hear. Allow him to speak. That's what he's been doing to me. He's got me in some uncomfortable situations. But it's all good.
Well, how do you know, Reverend Smith, how do you know, because people tell me stuff all the time, and things go through my mind all the time, and I know all of it is not God speaking to me, and I'm not the only one. I ain't the only one. All the
exactly.
Stuff I, it's not God every time, so how do you know when it's God?
That's why I said fasting. I know Apostle Kathy right there.
Yeah, my hand up. I'm waiting to get in.
These things only come out through fasting and praying. And I've mentioned it to you because the way you are, people gravitate to you, some negative and some good. But however, your new season is walking in your ministry, Reverend, but you won't listen, but you better. Because when it comes just before the...
Amen.
Let's go to Chaplain Kathy, because I think we just ran out of time with Dr. Smith.
Hey, man, God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Smith. God bless you for that.
I think his timer ran out.
Yeah. Amen. The question was, how does God talk to you, and how do you know it's God's voice? Simplicity. The best way to discern God's voice from our own voice is to practice the steps in which we hear God's hand. You see what I'm saying? Whatever you do notice to be God's hand, put it to practice. How do you put it to practice? By Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. When you put those things in practice, you then God will put recognize, as you recognize God's voice, he did a process of learning. The process of learning the right way is you, that's how you show that you acknowledge and you heard God's voice rather than your own. There's no other way to dance around that than direct. That's just the direct truth.
You know, Dr. Smith did have a point about fasting and praying, because you do have to stop and you have to listen. And if you got a lot of garbage going on and controversy and confusion, and if you got all that drama going on, you don't know what's God's voice. God's voice can't even come through, you know. So he sends that through our thoughts and dreams and our visions, and people want to say, well, how does God sound? How does his voice sound? It ain't that simple. You know, sometimes he operates through actions. He operates through actions sometimes.
Yes.
Come on,
Chaplain. Let me just get this one point. Here is one thing right here. Everybody that's listening right now, say to yourself silently, I love God. Just say it to yourself. Now, here it is. You just said something. Everybody know when you say something silent, can't nobody hear it, but yet you did. What you just said to yourself, you heard it. So when we are saying, God said, greater is he that is in you than he that is of the world. God speaks to us all the time. It's us that don't understand it's his voice. It's his voice. How can you hear something that you say silently when silent is silent? That's God's voice. That's God's voice. So he speaks
really
to us every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Say it to yourself. When you say it to yourself, ain't nobody but God repeating it for you.
Well, he speaks to us in many ways, too. You know, he speaks to us in many ways. They say, you know, somebody said the other day that even the sheep know God's voice. You know, I don't remember the scripture too clear that somebody quoted. I think it was last Sunday. I think it was John chapter 10, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure if that's it or not, because I just can't remember what they said. But I think that's about the sheep that hear God's voice. You know, I don't know it by heart, but I think it's John 10, chapter 10.
That's John 10, 1 through 10. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Oh, I was right. Okay, I didn't know, because I just remember I heard it last week. But they even know. I don't want the sheep to be smarter than me.
Silly man. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but they read, they know, look, they read that about the sheep hearing God's voice in John 10, 1 and 10, but they need to go down to John 10, 27, where it says that my sheep hear my voice, listen.
Read it, what it say?
John 10, 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. The Amplified Bible says, the sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me.
Wow.
See,
oh,
we'll get into them scriptures. We'll get into them, but we need to go all the way down, because you see, people say, how are you guys? Because he made me. Well, he made the baboon. He made the gorilla. He made a horse. He made a donkey. How, if you are God, they're going to hear it in your walk. They're going to see it. They're going to see it in your walk. They're going to hear it in your talk. They're going to know that you belong to God. Why? Because John 10:27 say, not only do they hear it, but they listen.
Wow.
I wish I had some help out here.
Amen. Henrietta, you better jump in here because these preachers are.
It's just one of those things. I have to agree with all of the men on the panel today. And I end this with, it's a connection. You know,
yeah.
There's a spiritual connection that you have, that each one of us have locked in us. Once you unlock that spiritual connection, that for sure, that without a doubt connection with the Almighty, you know when he's speaking to you. You know, and you, it's
okay.
And sometimes it comes through words of other people. Sometimes he'll send the information, and then how it connects is because you know a feeling within you that person said something to you that, dang, how did that? I was just thinking that, or wow, that was right on time because you were feeling something and somebody said it in relation to. So there is one of your spiritual connections there. And again, through fasting, through reading, through understanding the word, through just listening, through hearing, just taking that time out and listening to God. People tend to think God is this thing that comes and all of a sudden you're going to see light and you're going to enter into this room and you're going to have a sit down. Some people have expressed it that way. I don't take away what other people experience. I'm just telling you what I feel, what I know works for me. And for me, all my life, it's always been through prayer, period. I have always got clarification through prayer, and things just show up. That's how I know God is talking to me.
Yeah, and I think it's a bigger, and I think it's a bigger picture, too, because not only do you have to listen, you, like I said, you have to remove the noise and confusion from your life. You have to live better. You have to pray and meditate. It has to be a daily thing. But you know what? I'm getting out. I'm sorry. I'm slipping. I'm slipping there. But you know, his voice.
You're being obedient because guess what? If you're saying it, God is giving it to you to say. So it's not, you're not slipping.
Wow.
They
say his voice, God's voice.
God's been trying to tell you all along. Just got to pay attention, Brother Michael.
Okay, well, God's voice can be still, he can have a still small, he can have a quiet, still small voice, but then I've heard and read in other scripture where it says his voice is like the crushing thunder, the cymbals, you know.
Warning comes before destruction.
Yes, God is mighty, he's strong. He's not intimidated by anybody. He's not afraid of anything. That's enough. That's enough. I'm putting too much into my notes here.
You're right on time.
Yeah, because
it's a message, honey.
Yeah, because you remind me of First Kings when chapter 19, verse 12, when it says after the earthquake, there was a fire, and it talks about what God had to say, even in Isaiah 30:30, and it says, and the Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard. I wish I had some help out here,
man. This is a Bible study class.
You know without a shadow of a doubt.
You know when God's speaking to you, man.
You know when God is talking to you. You know.
God speaks to man through man so that we can all understand he's not a boogeyman. I wish I had some help out here, man.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I know is that when God speaks to you and you don't act and do what he says, you know, at some point, he's going to go around you, above you, under you, through you, and move on to somebody else. He's going to give that gift.
That's right.
To, you know, Attorney Hawkins, you know, Henrietta, this morning talking about entering that window. But, yeah, because when God talks to you, he's trying to tell. What's the song? God's trying to tell you something.
He's
trying to tell you something. And if you don't act and do what he says, you just missed out on your blessing. He's going to go around you, and he's going to give that to somebody else.
That's
so
right.
He will only strive with you for a certain time. I think I read that somewhere in the Bible too.
Yeah,
he will only strive you somewhere, you know, for a certain amount of time, and then he's going to move on. And you're gonna know when God has removed himself from you, because it's going to be lonely and cold, and you're gonna feel like nobody's there, you know. It's going to be a really difficult thing.
You know what, I feel like this, Michael. I think that I never have been a person, and I know everyone perceive the word how they perceive it, and it's nothing wrong with that. But I've always been steadfast in believing that when God is ready for you, he's always going to be there. The Spirit is always going to be there. He's going to be there. We walk away, and as we walk away, we walk so far away that it looks like, and it even feels like, that God is not there. He doesn't hear us. He doesn't acknowledge us. He's taking something from us. I feel like we take it from ourselves when we get so comfortable in thinking that we have so much God in us, and we have, you know, we got, and again, this is no shade, just how I see it and how I speak it. A lot of people feel like they get a lot of church, they get a lot of God, they sit there, they go to church faithfully, they read their Bible faithfully, and then they go out there and do some of the most unforgiving things. But they think in themselves, well, I'm exempt, because guess what? I go to church. I know God is a loving God. He's going to forgive me, so I can do what I want to do because I'm
forgiven. They think they're covered.
I go to church. I do all these things that's supposed to be done, but yet we not understanding you can't serve two masters. Let's say it like that.
That's
so
right.
In saying that we feel like God gives us things to take it away, I don't ever feel that God gives us take away. I feel like we get cocky with God a lot of times. And we feel like we can do what we want to do. And when things happen in our lives, it's just the portal we opened up. It's the stuff we have allowed. We have pushed God aside and said, you know what, I know you're there for me, Pop. You know, it's like a child with a parent. When you know you got a good parent that's been faithful, steadfast, that you give you everything you want, and he allowed you to bump your head and still love you. I think that's the kind of relationship sometimes we have with our God. I know God got my back, so I'm gonna go out here and do that because I'm God know I'm faithful. He know I don't mean it. Of course he know you probably don't mean it, but he know you're gonna do it because guess what? We feel like we're exempt, and we are not exempt. When you do something wrong, you know it's wrong. It's wrong. There is no right and wrong. It's wrong. So when we say God give and take away, I think God gives and we walk away. And so in that walking away, it feels like a takeaway.
Wow.
You know, I'm going to mess up real quick, and then I'm going to do something different. In this hour that we're living in, God is simply saying to us, I've warned you, and I'm not going to warn you anymore. Because the scripture says that when he withdraws the spirit off the earth, then what? I spoke this to a friend of mine, and he was in tears, and I said to him, God is angry. People are dropping. A friend of mine, a pastor, went to church. He went to dinner. Went to the restaurant, and he died at the restaurant.
Wow.
People are dying in the pulpits. Brothers and sisters, it's serious. And I keep telling people, I said, one brother told me, man, I want something new. First of all, my man, you old. What you going to? He had a good woman. Yes, I said. He walked away from something good and went and got something used. Really?
You had to remind him, huh?
I can't follow that. Because here's my thing. Here's my simple thing. My late leader told me, says, son, honor that piece of paper. It's power behind it. I've seen people walk away from their spouses, and they've suffered. One brother lost his church. You can't tell me you can play with God. So in this season, God mm-hmm. told me don't do something, and I'm standing still. I'm like, okay, Lord, this is 2022. I'm old. Mm-hmm. I need some help.
You know what, Reverend Smith, I just made me remember mm-hmm. something, too, that sometimes, you know, when you do things and you think you're getting away with it and it's not bothering anybody, I learned in my years on this earth that it's related to you, and God is going to he's not going to wait till judgment day to do everything. Sometimes he takes some action right away, and you will begin to suffer the consequences when you think that nobody knows or sees or hears mm-hmm. anything that you do. Mm-hmm. God sees it, mm-hmm. and he starts, he'll make something. He'll allow some type of
something
reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen,
and that's what I didn't count on that part. You know, I'm not the brightest Bible scholar around, but what I learned, Chaplain Kathy, what I learned was that if you think you doesn't affect anybody else, God will step in, and he will take some action where you will feel it. You'll feel it, even though you think you got away with it. You know, everything is related. This world is balanced.
Yes.
It's balanced out somehow, and you know, it's balancing, and that's what the Calvary was all about. This balance, to stop that and that negative, sinful part, and he had to try to fix it to balance things back out. And every time we go and do something stupid, we're throwing things out of balance. Let me shut up.
No, that's that. If you don't get nothing out anything, get this. If the doctor tells you how to take your medicine, you're gonna take it just like the doctor prescribed, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in order to pass a test, you are going to study the way that you're supposed to in order to achieve that goal of passing that test, right?
That's right.
So the problem with us is that we don't go into the Bible and do what it says in order for God to do what he said that he'll do. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. If we would do that, God will send the coronavirus back to the pits of hell. He'll send the Amazon virus back to where it came from. Omicron, excuse me. Amazon. But he'll send depression. He'll send cancer. He'll send all of that back to the pit. But we will not do what he says. We won't do what he says in order to get it done. So it's our fault that we're still living in the conditions that we're living in. Mm-hmm. God gave us the way out. I wish I had some help out here, man.
And you know what? It is amazing that you say that, because that is the word of the day. God, we have not understood the word yet. There's so many people that think that what they're doing doesn't affect us all. It's just like I tell people all the time, and I'm just going to say this little small political piece. When I hear people say, I don't vote, you're making it hard for the rest of us. I hear people say that, it's the same concept. It's like when God talks, he said us all. He didn't say some of us. He said all of us, everyone. And when some people get that concept, when you sin, your sin affects human life. It brings damnation on us all when you're sinning.
Yes.
When people are not obedient to God's word, we all suffer. Even though we haven't done it, we still
have
to feel the wrath. Because guess what? Even though that wrath is coming, those of us who have watched it, experienced it, felt it in our spirit, but guess what? There is good news coming for those who stayed obedient. But we
That's
have
right.
to go through this. We have to go through the task as well. But guess what? We don't have to go through the task if everybody become obedient. It's just that.
That's
simple.
Right.
Obedience, faithfulness, and following the word to the letter. There is
yes.
no cut. There is no gray area. There is none of that. People can't chop it up to their liking. It is what it is. It says what it says.
That's
and guess what? It do what it says do. And until that happens, we are going to experience what we're experiencing. And like the
That's
Bible Randall said, we are in the last days. I know people say that all the time. My mama been saying it. My grandmama been saying it. They've been saying it because they saw
it
coming.
Now it's here.
So what
you know
going to do now? Continue to be foolish?
Yep, just like how you can do things, good things, and it has a ripple effect. I think you can do bad things, and you think nobody's being affected by it, but it sends out these ripples, these waves of bad things that kind of go out, and it starts to bump into other people in other places. You see, it's like throwing a rock in the water, and how the waves ripple out. I think that's what that's what this negative, that's what the sin, bad things do. The same thing. You go and do something, you think it ain't bothering nobody, but if the waves start rippling out further and further. Look at this. We running out of time. We got four minutes left. 4 minutes left, and you know, I God gave me this topic last night, like about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you were playing.
Right on time. Yeah,
you were playing.
And y'all know what? I talked to him before the show, and he didn't even tell me what the topic was. See, so I thank God that we were able, and great minds think alike, and that's why I thank God that we were able to connect. We were able to connect even with the unknown, and that's how God is. For some of us, he's unknown. But if we stand and doing the right things, we can connect with him. I wish I had some help out here.
Amen. That's
I hope everybody on this prayer line. Everybody on this line is speaking. Walking to Christ. I'm sorry. I'm
prayer line.
Everybody on this line is going to walk into prosperity.
We about to start praying for you right now, brother.
Well,
I think we need some prayer.
I just hope that people who are listening to this today, that this conversation is helping. You know, we ain't trying to preach. You know, nobody gave no sermon. We just had a topic, and we talk about the topic. I know some people getting a little defensive out there. Sound like y'all preaching. Sound like, well, maybe you need to be preached at, you know.
Right.
But,
okay.
I'm trying to help somebody. I don't like getting on the radio just for fun and wasting time and doing all this shucking and jive stuff and talking all fast like I'm supposed to be hip. No, I'm not into that. I'm trying to help people. This is an important position, just like Attorney Hawkins said this morning, God trusts him. You know, God trusts me with this time. You know how many people listen to this show every week on the Praise Network, on Blog Talk Radio? That's not a mistake. That's not a mistake. God gave me this opportunity. He trusts me to say the right thing to try to help people. So I'm just trying to get somebody some help. I ain't trying to preach at them and all that kind of stuff. It might sound like preaching, but that's just their conscience. Yeah. That's all that's about. And, you know, if they feel guilty and bad about it, then they should, because half of these churches don't even want to tell you that you're going to hell and that what you did was bad. You know,
that's
they want to make you feel comfortable like you're going to a country club in the morning. You know, so these places are they're so. And I know I only got 90 seconds left, and I know they make you so comfortable when you go in there. You go in there, you got a Starbucks in there, you got the bookstore in there, look like a little mall in there. I know I'm getting in trouble, but you know, you don't even feel like you did anything. You feel like you did everything right that week. I think, Henrietta, you had mentioned something about that. You know, people, you think you're doing right. No, you ain't doing right. It ain't right.
Hey, one thing you want to know, before we go, John 15:7, it says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I wish I had some help.
Well,
out
guess
here,
what, Chaplain,
amen.
You got the last word. Thank you for sharing.
That's
that.
That's why you're going
man,
national.
This was
it's
a great conversation.
God bless
this,
you.
This, these, you great preachers and evangelists, that's, I tell you, Christy Laster and
yes.
Kimberly Batchelor, they missed out
yes,
on
sir.
A good conversation today.
Yes,
but,
but
you know, but they'll
covered,
join
so
us next time.
Yes. Covered.
And so Mr. Humphrey's going to be here with us next week and the rest of the team. God bless you all. Thank you. I had a great time this morning. This was a real Bible study for me. Okay.
Bless
see you
all.
Soon.
God
all
bless.
All right.
Have
hey,
a great day,
give
everyone.
Me a call, man. Call me back. Kevin.
I will.
All right.
I will.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right. Hold your head up high, look up to the sky.